Play ball! Mother Nature is cooperating big time for some Red Wings baseball this weekend. It is your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bo, producer Hope, plus one, Dan Mason here. You couldn't get weather any better this time of year, could you?
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful weekend out at Innovative Field and all kinds of stuff going on. Big night tonight is our Cancer Survivors Night. We've got a rally towel giveaway to the first 4,000 people, and then we got fireworks after the ball game. And if that weren't enough, if you have ever wanted to sleep out under the stars at Innovative Field, tonight is your night. So you can camp out as part of our family camp out, and we'll be playing the movie Rookie of the Year after the ball game. Bring your sleeping bags and your tent. You can set it up out in the outfield and check out the movie Rookie of the Year, and then sleep over
the at night Innovative night. Field. Lights out! Yeah. Come on, it's midnight!
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy kids got the flashlights in the
exactly.
tent and stuff.
Yep.
Wait, does the concession stand? How late does that stay open?
No. The food, we close, all the stands will be closed, but the video board will be on.
Okay.
And then, hopefully people will start to go to sleep by, 12:30, 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Hopefully.
How about do they open up for breakfast in the morning?
We do. We do have coffee and donuts as people wake up tomorrow morning. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Hang
not
on a
bad.
Second. Let me text my wife, Celeste. I have a sleepover plan now.
Yeah.
How would you like to sleep under the stars?
With a thousand other.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's so private. It's so romantic. That is a cool idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love you guys have the best promotion, Red Wings. I mean, yeah, there's some baseball involved, but just the fun things you're always doing. So sleepover tonight. What's going on Saturday night?
And then Saturday night, it's Christmas in July. Now, it might be 80 degrees outside, but fans, you may even see a little bit of snow because I know we all miss the snow this time of year. So you may see a little bit of snow. Santa may be there. All right. And the first 1,000 fans are going to get a Matt Lecroy, who's our manager, as Santa bobblehead. The first 1,000 fans. Also, fans of the first 500 fans will get a free Christmas ornament. We'll be playing Christmas music all night. And, of course, the food special will be Christmas in a cup. It is turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, all in a nice portable unit. And you can get a side of cranberry sauce to mix in there as well. So
it is delicious. He brought it in for us this morning. And I have to say, why? Why only are we not eating this more? This meal in a cup.
Why only one cup, Dad? She's ready for two. Ready for two. I mean, as well.
It's just something that my body's like, well, wait a minute. I only get this at Christmas or Thanksgiving. Yeah. No, why not in July? I love it. It's delicious.
I think we should throw out the plates at Thanksgiving. We should only be eating Thanksgiving dinner out of a cup. I don't know. This is so much more fun.
It is. And the cleanup's a lot better.
Way easier to clean up.
Dan, you are a trendsetter. Look
let's
at you.
Let's go.
Christmas in July. That is Saturday night. Hang on. What's going on Sunday? You'll find out next on a B. With TJ Bo, producer Hope, and we got a plus one this morning on the B Morning Coffee Club. Dan Mason from the Red Wings. Great weather this weekend for the games. And tonight we got sleepover. You could camp out in the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night. Fireworks too, you saying?
Tonight.
And tomorrow night we got fireworks, absolutely.
Okay, and then what's going on Sunday?
Sunday is PBS Kids Day. We'll have a bunch of PBS Kids characters there that the kids can meet, and kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi after the ballgame.
Awesome. So it's a great weekend, and then you're home still next week, huh?
Yes, we're off on Monday, but we're home Tuesday to Sunday next week as well. So Red Wings legend and former Major Leaguer Bobby Grich will be signing autographs on Tuesday. Wednesday is a business person special at 105. Thursday, Hope's favorite night of the year.
Office night!
There you go. So if you want to learn how to play Flonkerton, just come out and see Hope play some Flonkerton on Thursday night. Todd Packer from The Office will be there.
Flonkerton, I'm ready to do the scarn. Put me in.
You got
Put
it.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready.
You got
for
it,
some
Hope.
Office Olympics.
Yeah, so you can meet Todd Packer, get a selfie with him on Thursday night. Todd Packer from The Office, you may have also seen him. His real name is David Ketchner. You may have also seen him in Anchorman Of course. He's very famous from Anchorman as well, and many other movies and TV shows. So come on out for Office Night next Thursday.
Can he find some room for Hope to demonstrate and help?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
She loves to give back to the community. This is a way through the Office game.
Absolutely.
She loves The Office.
Yeah.
Best night of the year.
Yeah.
Office night at the Red Wing Stadium.
And it's so funny how Innovative Field has become, like, synonymous with Office night. Like,
yes.
Is there any other baseball park anywhere that has an office night the way we do? It's pretty cool.
It is. It's become. It's definitely. It's a cult classic for
it
sure.
Is.
And we get a lot of. We have great food specials like the big tuna sub. We have the chili. Kevin's famous chili. We have. It's pretzel day on mm-hmm. the office. So we have. You can get the works pretzel with a pretzel with 18 different toppings. and we. You know. We really incorporate many of the skits that you see in the office.
I will handle the office food, and Hope is going to play the game. Can she challenge Spike and Mitzi? Maybe to
Flunkerton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. TJ, whose team you want to be on? Who you betting? Hope or Spike Mitzi?
Well, I'll go with Hope, of course, because she's the one sitting right here.
Okay.
But Spikes and Mitzi, don't tell them.
Yeah, exactly. Dan Mason, thank you so much. So Red Wings, we're like, isn't it like 12 games in 13 days at home here?
Yes. We have 9 more in 10 days. We have fireworks tonight, fireworks tomorrow, and then also next Friday and Saturday we have fireworks as well. So all kinds of great stuff. Go to redwingsbaseball.com to get your tickets and for all the promo information.